On this episode of the Dudes and Dads podcast, we are talking about a 90s summer. Joel.
And true.
90s summer. That's right, guys.
90s summer.
We're doing a 90s.
The 90s summer. I'm excited to talk about it.
It's going to be a great one. I can't wait. You came to me with this idea.
And yeah.
We'll get into it in a little bit. But hey, First, if you're watching this video.
Andy, what's going on around here?
Well, we've kind of moved studio spaces. First off, I want to thank Clinton Frame.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton Frame has been one of our number one supporters.
Yes.
They
have said time and time again, we want you here. We want to provide space for you. We want to provide resources. And we have said time and time again, thank you so much. No, really, we appreciate it. And then we get this new space that we're coming from now, which you, if you're just listening, you can't tell, or maybe you can tell. Maybe the ambiance, maybe the audio is slightly different. But if you're watching over on the YouTubes and the socials and all of that, you'll see, we're in a different space.
Yeah. So it kind of came just because this area, this studio space is something that Clinton Frame has that they use.
Yes.
And it has the proper lighting in it, the proper cameras, the stuff that we didn't have in our other studio. So thank you, Clinton Frame, for allowing us to use this space because we are well lit now.
I'm so lit right now.
that may not be what you want to talk about.
So lit. Yeah, yeah. That's a bad dad joke. Yes. And also, Andy, we also, when it comes to support and the people that back this show up and make it happen. And when I say back this show up, it wasn't an intentional pun. We want to say a big thanks to Avad Chiropractic and Wellness. Our good friends over at Avad Chiropractic offering any number of various chiropractic solutions to your chiropractic needs, in addition to and not limited to various massage care techniques. Some great professional massage therapists over at Avad Chiropractic as well. So we want to say thank you to Avad. Make sure you head on over to avadchiropractic.com to schedule your next appointment. Give them a call, even. They do answer the phone over there at 574-312-0402. Avad Chiropractic and Wellness. Go get your adjustment. Go get your massage. Have them take care of you. Dr. Clark Kaufman, a longtime Dudes and Dads podcast supporter. All the great team over there. We say thanks.
Yes. Joel, I just thought about this. The one thing that is going to be bad about this new setup is everyone's going to see how much taller you are than I am because they see us both in one scene together.
Yeah.
Whereas before we were separate and now.
I'm trying to remain as lowly as possible, Andy, but I will say I can only slouch over so far. Yes. What an experience it is to be across the table from you. Andy, first of all, let's just do a quick, we'll do our quick, what's a brewin'?
I do.
He's got the.
What's brewing?
That one is
That's from way back.
That was when Hattie was real little.
Jeez. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, Andy? What's happening?
Oh, all the things. School's winding down.
Yes.
Which means that summer activities starting, jobs starting. Yeah. Mike is going to be graduating soon. Mm. So we are in the thick of it, trying to get things arranged and organized and ready to go for that.
You've got a senior open house.
I do. Coming
right
up.
Right here at Clinton Frame. I think it's being hosted.
It is. Yeah,
it's on my calendar. I've got my nephew up north of Detroit. His is the day before Micah's, so we're just going to be gallivanting all over the place. Which reminds me, after the show, I need you to give me graduation gift ideas for Micah. I want because we had a whole conversation with our kids about good graduation gifts because my wife and I were reminiscing about the good gifts that we got. Now, number one, cash is always welcome.
Yeah, you can't.
Love good cash. Love a nice Amazon gift card. That's also great. But I'll just go on the record. Back in this time of year, in 2000, when I was graduating high school, our family friends, Joe and Linda Sykes, gave me, I did not understand the full magnitude of this gift. They gave me a full laundry gift basket.
Oh, okay.
So, cause you're headed off to college, you're going to be in dorm life. You're going to be laundering your own clothes, Andy. And so it was an array of, it was one of those like collapsible,
like dirty clothes,
dirty clothes bin things, the soaps, all the stuff that you needed to properly do laundry. And I will say, when I took that up to the great state of Michigan with me to for my first couple of years of college, my freshman year of college in particular, boy, did that come in handy. So I would be interested. We'll have to see. Graduation. What are the good gifts, the good practical gifts for our graduating seniors? We should people should let us know. They should let us know.
Yeah, let us know in the comments,
because the season is upon us for all the open houses.
Or call our voicemail line at 574-501-4467.
Yeah,
574-501-4467.
So either tell us what the best graduation gift is that you got, like a really helpful one, or maybe what your senior is asking for.
Bingo. Let's do it.
Bingo, bango. Okay.
All right. Bingo, great. Bango, chicken, mango.
Nice.
No, I don't know.
Pin. We're going to use that again in a future show. Right. Andy, so, okay. So you've got all that stuff going on over here on this side of the table.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Travel baseball season starts in 2 weeks-ish, if not slightly less. I am, when are we releasing this show?
Tuesday.
Like this coming Tuesday?
Like this coming Tuesday.
Okay. The cat's out of the bag anyway. It's out there, but I'm going to be changing jobs,
starting a new job
here soon. I'm going to be working with Everence Financial. We're Andy and I are both going to be in the Everence building together occasionally.
That could be dangerous.
I want to have a weekly lunch, soiree.
We can make it happen.
A rendezvous, if you will.
That's a
lunch rendezvous. But yeah, so some job changes coming for me. I'm really excited about it. Obviously Everence has been a faithful partner of this podcast. Love the people over there, love the culture over there. And the winds of, as Dylan said, the winds of change, they are blowing. So excited about that, but it also means I'm in the final stages of my preparing for my licensing that I have to do. And so I've been studying things, Andy. I've not had to be like seriously studying stuff for this long in a very long time, man. It feels like kind of a little bit of a, like got to reengage all the parts of the brain, which have been maybe partially dormant for a while, but we're we'll get back there. And baseball, and then kind of closing up some sports. So school week is finishing up here this week. And so kids are, and this is the segue, so kids are going to be not doing the schoolwork.
Right.
Not doing some of the extra, like the sports related or school related extracurricular activities. And Andy, when this happens, I don't know about you, but when this happens, I get nervous. I get concerned.
It's a change, right? I
mean,
you go from one routine to another, and there's that, like,
yes,
how does that work? And I think as parents, I'm jumping the gun here a little bit, but I think as parents, we want to give our kids the time, the downtime, right? Mm-hmm. Like they spent all year,
yes,
brain working,
yes,
all of that stuff. We want to make sure that they have some time to rest.
And to be kids.
But at the same time, we don't want them to go all summer.
Thank you.
Just sitting, staring at a screen.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
So,
being sitting at a screen and connected to that, being socially isolated.
Right.
Yeah.
So you saw this Instagram, TikTok, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Real thing.
One of my favorite, like, dad sensitive comics who does these great things and is talking about, he's just talking about growing up in the 90s.
Okay. And we both did that.
We did. We had reasonable portions of our childhood in the 90s. My childhood in the 90s, from 1990 to 1994, was in the inner city of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
So that's one experience there growing up there. And then 94 through the end of the 90s, growing up in small town, 2,500 population of Middlebury, Indiana. So two very different places, different, some different realities. But what I remember, Andy, is this is all largely, I mean, the internet was not in our home until, I'm going to throw it out there, I think somewhere around 96, 97.
Yeah. I mean, we had AOL, like the whole, throw your disk in, go, and it comes up and then it's too super slow and not great.
Right.
But we didn't have much, we weren't spending much time on it.
It was all about Napster and LimeWire for me.
That's later for me.
I don't even remember what, and again, that just goes to show you, I don't even remember when all that happened. But like, yes, what I remember in the 90s was being outside a lot, not being permitted to be inside. Like,
no,
like if you came inside, you better be hurt. Mm-hmm. you need an injury that needs to be addressed.
1999 was when Napster came out.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I wasn't doing anything on the internet, basically. So, yeah, you were outside. We were playing sports. Summer was was baseball for us and baseball and basketball. We were playing sports. We were going on family, probably a family vacation, family trip. We were camping. We were, but really, I mean, this I think goes without saying, but just all this unplugged stuff out, much more socially active in terms of having interactions with other people, family, friends, all of that.
Well, we were like riding our bikes around town, like, and I get like where I'm living now, it's more out in the country. So there's not really as much riding it to the friend's house because that is
a distance. That is a,
we'll see you in a week.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, for
will
real.
They, will but, they make it? Yeah.
But the whole idea, and we, you know, we've seen this meme on the internet before where we say, you know, our parents knew we were gone and we knew as kids that as the streetlights came on after that, we were to be home for dinner.
Yep.
And kids these days just don't have that.
Yeah. So part of the joke is, you know, how many bruised or bloodied knees have you seen recently? When's the last time you saw a kid in a cast? Not too much anymore. So also the connection, just thinking through this, the connection between the concern about them just being sort of entertained with a screen all summer, them not getting out and doing things, and then also not just engaging in what we would call maybe semi risky behavior. And by that, we mean like climbing trees and or going on bike rides where they might fall off their bike at some point, or these sort of experiences of themselves that are actually building resilience within kids, and especially at the younger ages. And this is like an important thing. You know, I don't know about you, Jackie and I. So Matthew, our third son, turns 12 here in just a few days. And we were having the conversation about him riding down the road to his friend's house, which is like the adjacent subdivision to ours. And then also riding to the park, which is, a little over a mile from our house. And he's got to ride on a county road for just a little bit before he can be like on a side, like a side bike lane. So it's like a large sidewalk that they have. That's like four bikes and pedestrians, right? Okay. But Jackie and I were like mulling this over, like, ooh, is it okay for him? Whatever. And I just had this moment, Andy, where I go, these questions were not being asked in the 90s.
Right. Well, okay. So I remember, I don't know exactly when it would have been. I would have been pretty young. I would have been maybe fifth grade when we moved into one of our new houses, a new town for us, new house, new area. And I specifically remember my sister and I, like my parents were putting things away as we were moving in, right? And we just like hopped on our bikes and explored. Right. Like we went, we came back and I remember saying,
yes,
hey, we found this park and blah, 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 you know, all of this stuff that we found. exploring. Mm-hmm. And granted, I mean, we weren't going super, super far at this point. We were young, but we were able to go far enough. I mean, that was probably 4 or 5, 6 blocks away, maybe more than that, to an area that my parents didn't really know.
Right.
I mean, it was new for us.
And so my question is, were Chuck and Becca negligent parents in letting you do that? They were not. Bold statement, Andy.
Now, here, what's interesting is, I mean, I think I don't know that I can say that times have gotten worse. I really don't think that.
I don't think the numbers would suggest have.
I don't think that things are getting worse. I think that we're just more aware of them now, mm-hmm. and we're more anxious about them.
Yeah.
Because we now hear, oh, there's this weird guy outside of Kroger that's following people around, or we hear about these kids that are getting kidnapped and things like that. And so I don't think that things are getting worse. I think that we're just more aware of them because the internet or even people just sharing things that were stories that aren't even from around here.
Number of things you hit there. Number one, yes. The stranger danger phenomenon of our young childhood has really seeped into our kind of our collective consciousness when the evidence clearly states.
Well, and our last guest, Jason Brick, had said that's a myth anyways, 100%. Because most of the time that danger is not from strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from people you're
danger is from people that you know. Exactly right. So the idea of the scenario that you just said, hey, me and my sister, new area, out riding our bikes around the neighborhood in areas that we didn't know. The chances of, and I actually have the statistic because I've just listened to it. I was going to say, by the way, I'm going to send you this podcast that I was listening to on this subject from a woman that's been dubbed the world's worst mom. And and the reason she was called this is that she did this. Her 10-year-old son, I think, asked to take the subway by himself, like for a distance. And I hear this and I will say, like, my next reaction was like, okay, this is a little extreme, but basically, like, he asked, like, will you take me to XYZ store and I want to get home on my own. Okay. In a busy metropolitan area,
sure,
whatever. And so he does it, right? And when he gets home, he's like, oh man, I had all these crazy experiences, you know, like it was like, oh, all these interesting people that I sat next to and this guy and someone talked to me and it was like, oh, well, you know, but he had this whole experience. Right. And she wrote an article about this and then it just blew up. People were like just outraged, incensed. Right. And again, you're every single one of us are left to the discernment of what we feel is responsible and, you know, reasonable for our kids to allow them to do. But the part of that conversation is that basically if you were to take your child and like set them out on a street corner by themselves, statistically, it would take they had a number of like the number of years it would take for your child to be kidnapped. Hundreds. I think it's over. It was like 775 years,
man,
something like that. Like that they would have to, that they would have to wait statistically. So, you know, obviously, okay. And everybody can say, but I have this story. I read this story where this kid. Yeah, that does happen. Yes, absolutely. But in the big scale of everything, when we're talking risk versus reward, giving our kids more freedom. And this is part of this whole like unplugging them from living at home, sitting down on a screen and giving them freedom and encourage them to go out and experience the things that we did as a kid. And I don't think this is like nostalgic. I don't think this is nostalgia on our part. I think there were parts of that childhood that are, I just want to say that are objectively better.
Right.
They're objectively better.
All right. So let's take it back to the 90s summer. So what are you doing this year? What are you proposing that people do?
Here it comes, people.
Hashtag 90s summer.
Hashtag 90s summer. And Andy, we're going to be inviting it via social media. We're going to be doing various updates throughout the summer. We're going to encourage people, engage. We want to hear stories about even small little things you can do to incorporate a 90s summer into your kid's life.
Sure. Right? It doesn't have to be full blown. I think you're taking it to the extreme.
I'm going all in, and a part of us going all in, Jackie and I are going all in to a degree from, I think from some very real concerns that we have, mm-hmm. also some very real frustrations and just kind of like we're doing a hard reset is what we're doing. So June and July.
So pretty much all summer.
The 8 weeks. 8 weeks. There will be no video games in our home whatsoever. So the PlayStation and the Xbox, bye bye.
Okay.
Not physically. Will be sent to an undisclosed location where even what I actually want to do is I want to give those two units to a trusted friend and say, I'm giving these to you. Go take them somewhere. And I don't want you to tell either Jackie or I where they are.
So we can't even be
asked about their location.
All right. Okay. So you're doing that.
So that's off. Phones go away almost entirely.
Now I'm asking you this.
Yes.
Parent to parent.
Yes.
Does that mean you and Jackie's phones?
So what I'm doing is obviously I work, as we many of do, I will be working with my phone. Like my phone is my work, right? That'll be part of it. However, I think what my goal is take social media, like just apps off my phone, like to remove the social media apps off my phone so that me getting on social media,
is hard
and would probably require me getting my laptop out and actually like who among you are on Facebook on your laptop right now you're kicking it old school apparently.
My wife, nice. Because she took it off of her phone.
Julie's kicking it 90 summer already. Mm-hmm. Okay. Julie.
She's been doing that for a while.
Good. See. Okay. And apparently she's doing great. Apparently it's working out well. So, so there's the reduced phone use for our kids. Basically, and we've got this to iron out a little bit. Text, call, and that's it. Aaron and Josiah will both need access to email. But again, we've got
you're not really doing a whole lot.
So just for some, for like summer school stuff and things that they're involved in. But like apart from that, so it's a major reduction of screen time in general. The iPad, mm-hmm. the iPad's also going away. Now, all of that to say, we do have a few times built in. We have a few, and Jackie and I have got to establish. I put dates on the calendar to begin with, and I was told that my dates were a bad choice. And I'm like, okay, where they'll have like, hey, every couple of weeks, there'll be a technology window time that is a reward for them. That's just basically like, number one, a reward for them attempting to be creative this summer. Absolutely. And going and doing things and just saying, hey, I see you guys making an effort to go play outside, to go be with your friend. Like, and heck, it's an invitation. Leave our house and go hang out with other people.
Okay, so what happens if they go to their friend's house and play video games?
Yeah. Well, that's...
They're with somebody.
Here's what I would say. And that's a great question because I have not gotten too deep into the thinking about it. I think it's okay in as much as they had to make the effort to go be social and they had to go somewhere else to do it.
Have you told your kids about this proposal?
They are aware. They've heard me use the term 90 summer and they've pieced it together that they're like, wait a second, what was going on in the 90s? Was there even internet? There were no phones. You know, we've kind of like back and forth. So they know this is coming. So it is really, call it what you want. There's the social media, the technology fast part.
Sure.
But there's the relational part, mm-hmm. Andy. Like I think about, when I think about the 90s, I think about, my parents and I, even as a young kid, sitting out on when we lived downtown Grand Rapids, we lived in a duplex, lived in the upstairs. So there was we had a second floor porch up in front. I remember in the evenings sitting out there, my mom and dad kicking back in their chairs and us just sitting out there and talking.
Yeah.
you know.
And you weren't distracted by
no
phones because you we didn't just
because we watched this like where we could see sort of, if I remember correctly, like kind of as the sun went down and mm-hmm. like things. I now think about it now. It's like we're in the inner city, and I do remember getting quieter toward the evening. But like we would just those times. I remember mm-hmm. that. You know, so it's an opportunity for relational connection to slow down to sure. kind of to recharge. My hope is, honestly, Andy, I don't think I'm being naive, is when the school year starts again mid-August that we enter into it a little more with batteries, a little more recharged.
Sure. Sure. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'm going to necessarily go that far. Like
do you mean you personally, or do you mean
no?
You're not going to encourage your children to...
I'm going to encourage my children to do things. Okay, I'm not necessarily going to take things away.
Great.
Although it is funny, I did say something briefly about it, and now every time I get on my phone, Hattie's like, "Remember, Dad, had 90 summer."
I see that. Love those young kids.
So for me personally, yeah. I think I'm going to try and use my phone less, yep. be more engaged.
Yep.
I think a lot of things are changing in our family during this time, right? I mean, we've got Micah graduating and going off to college, and so this is his last summer here. So mm-hmm. we are going to be doing more stuff as a family anyways. Cool. And we are going to be trying to make those times, and he's got a job and stuff. And so like, I don't want to be so hard where I'm just saying like you were going all day. Like,
right. It doesn't seem like the time to be like adding those things.
Well, and I think it makes a difference too, when if you think about it, I mean, part of what you're trying to do is encouraging your kids to get out and do things.
Right.
And those two, like him and Eli,
yeah.
are going to be out.
They're out.
They're out doing work.
Yeah. That's
right. And so they right. are doing that. And yep. I know that like, well, social media and whatever is, call it what you will. I mean, it's mm-hmm. both bad and good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a little bit of it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for our family, I'm going to say that's okay. Mm-hmm. Definitely encourage people. And what we've done in the past too, is we have for summer, we have this whiteboard and we have like yeah. chores and stuff that they need yep. to do every day. So yep. it's one of those things where they're not just sitting around vegging. It is harder though for my kids. And again, because of the difference of the places where we live,
sure.
I'm living way out in the country. So yep. yeah, my kids can go ride their bike.
Molly and Matthew have built in neighborhood friends, and that makes a huge, right. huge difference.
It does. And, yep. and I think, I know that Hattie's trying to press and get together with her friends mm-hmm. and stuff. In fact, she really wanted to come tonight with Molly.
Yeah.
But I said no because a bunch of stuff. But so I think that there is a difference in where we're living. So mm-hmm. I'm fully on board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying.
I'll just tell you, Andy, I think because of your guys' location, the rhythms of your life, the things that you're involved with, like I would look to, you've already have some of that implicitly built into sure. your regular rhythm.
Yeah.
As I look at our family, we get up Monday morning. We get after it all week here, there, everywhere, parent Uber service. Mm-hmm. And then we hit Friday and then we go, oh gosh, we've got 2 days to try to unplug some mm-hmm. for again. My hope is what if we're just spreading that out over a greater period of time where we're just lowering the volume and everything yeah. a little bit.
And I think that's a great idea. And I think, yeah, well, my kids aren't necessarily getting out and doing things with friends. They are. So like Hattie, let's say that back. Reagan mm-hmm. is a very social person.
Yes.
Like she's
such a butterfly.
She is. And so I have no doubt that she's going to want to go get coffee with her friends yep. and go like they do Bible studies and they yep. do things like that yeah. that they're with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, I don't have any doubt that she's going to be a lot trying to get together with them, however that looks. Hattie on the other hand has her friends, but she's not necessarily as able to get
sure.
to places. Cause I obviously like her Reagan and her friends can go out yes. to Starbucks and sit yeah. for a while or whatever. Whereas yeah. Hattie's like, you have to be somewhere where there's a parent.
So this circles to the other element of this. And when you said whiteboard, I go, yes, this is a whiteboard opportunity for us. It's also incumbent upon us as parents and Jackie and I are thinking like the intentionality we bring to like, hey, here are here are expectations of things you guys can be doing. And let's, and we're also going to try to get creative with, hey, here's family game night. This is the other thing. 90s summer. This is the other thing that I remember. Playing games, just do around the table as a family, doing that sort of stuff. Definitely remember that. Our kids, you know, we do that on occasion, and I feel like every time we do it, we're always like, man, I'm really glad that we did that.
Yeah.
They're usually really, they're game for it. But from a perspective of just planning an initiative on our part as parents to like, say like, okay, here's the thing, here's some expectations and here's some opportunities.
Well, and I think what this is going to do for you as parents, you and Jackie as parents, is going to be great.
Yeah.
Because for one, it's going to force you to disconnect yourself.
Correct.
Because you're not going to be able to go, oh, right. I'm on my phone. Well, you're not allowed to.
Right.
Right? I mean, granted, there is some of that built in because of your jobs.
Yep.
But you're not going to be able to. So it's going to force you to find things to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so on that aspect, that's a really great thing because it's going to be easier for you to say, hey, let's go do a family game night.
Yep.
Let's go out and have a fire.
I think the good litmus test when you say that is like, you know, Jackie made this comment. She's made this comment a few times of like, you know, like our patio furniture doesn't get used very much. You know, out on our deck, and it sits there every single year, every single summer. And it's like, it's just a reminder of like, it's there waiting for us. If we would make the time. Now, my wife will be the first. I don't want to throw her under the
she's bus. Probably watching.
She's
right now.
Probably watching, but she's maybe not, she's not so big of a fan of the campfire phenomenon, but she's not against I don't know what it is. When I'm outside, I feel like I need the fire. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a compromise. We'll figure it out. But, I think the litmus test really is, can we get a few more days a week out there? You know, are we finding a way, to be a little more focused with our time in that way and just kind of like chilling out a little bit. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the opportunity. I'm also looking just for the opportunity to have more conversations with other people about this summer.
Yeah.
As we just kind of like let's, cause I will say, I threw out the term 90 summer to people and their eyes light up.
Yes.
They're like,
great.
They're like, oh, okay.
Well, cause those are the people that remember what it was like in the 90s.
100%. The 90s. And no, I want to believe it's not just a nostalgic thing though. Like there's something core and good about
it. I'm hoping. And I hope when you get down to it, that I do truly think it's going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, I've tried it before where you're saying, okay, I'm going to put my phone away. I'm not going to have it. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I find it, it's a lot easier. And actually I'll tell you what, Joel, like when I take my phone and I set it on my nightstand and walk out of the room, there's a little bit of that. I'm missing something. Sure. And granted, I have an Apple Watch, so I do get the notifications, but even sometimes I take that off.
Yep.
At night, and when I do that, like there's a something freeing about that. Mm-hmm. Going, okay, no one can reach me. I'm not going to get all these buzzes and trying to figure out what it is. Like I'm intentionally focused on my family.
Right.
Now it really bothers me when I do that, and everyone else is sitting on their phones.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
at that same point, like I have to remember that's a choice of my own. Like I'm choosing to disconnect. I don't have to sit there. I can read a book. I can do other things.
Yep.
So that's their choice to be on their phone. That's my choice to disconnect.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I commend you for doing this. And I'm really looking forward to seeing updates on this throughout the summer.
I'm sure I'm going to have you. It's really like these withdrawal symptoms. But I think
I'm going to get videos from you like, Joel, like your eyes are all black and you're shaking. Yeah.
I haven't.
Although I'm not sure how I'm going to get a video from you if you don't have a phone.
You're going to sneak in my house and take video of me with withdrawal symptoms. No, I just think for us, yes, there's a technology piece. For us though, just the relational piece. I think of like right now saying, you know, okay, Molly, Hattie,
go hang out.
What opportunities can we think of for the two of you where we can kind of share some responsibility and making sure that you guys have time together to do stuff? Because I mean, with those two, what I've noticed is I don't know if I've ever seen them in front of a screen together. Like
I don't think
they're doing things together, they're not thinking, God bless our little girls. Like they're not thinking like, oh
yeah,
you know?
All right. So I want to hear your experience, your thought on this.
Mm.
Send us an email.
Please.
Dudesanddadspodcast@gmail.com or call our voicemail line 574-501-4467. Do that right now. It's a new voicemail number.
Do it.
574-501-4467.
Do it.
Is our voicemail number, and we would love to hear from you. So
yeah. I think there's any number of elements that you can add. Maybe right now, maybe some people are like, hey, we've been meaning to hang out with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get on my phone right now. Get on my phone. I'm going to set that up. Maybe just have an additional get together, have a few get togethers with people.
Absolutely.
That's a little bit unplugged. Maybe you talk to your kids about getting involved in some sort of summer program or activity that the, mm-hmm. maybe you haven't tried previously, that gets them outdoors and doing something different. That's great. Some way to engage, just to intentionally engage, get them relationally connecting with each other, get them climbing a tree, get them falling out of a tree. How about that?
Your kids a cast this
get
summer.
Your kids
a cast okay, maybe this maybe not summer.
But yes. Well, hey, we look forward to hearing all those stories, and you'll hear more from us. We'll give updates throughout the summer, yes. Andy, and how it's going, and hopefully that does not include me curled up into a fetal position.
All right, but if it does,
you're still here for me. I know, as always. Hey guys, thanks for hanging out with us. As always, you can head over to dudesanddads.com for all the stuff.
And hey, if you want to support us, dudesanddads.com/support. Yep. It does take money to run this show, and we appreciate each and every one of
each
those
and every one
who
of
do who do donate to that.
Yeah, and as Andy said, dudesanddadspodcast@gmail.com for any communications you want to send our way, stories, ideas for future hosts, all of that. Make sure you're following
future
us.
Future host, are you getting rid of me?
Future host, future guests. That's an unfortunate slip. I don't know where that came from. Don't start a rumor. We're sticking this out. So hey. Come hang out with us on the internets. Give us some replies. Follow, like, do all the good stuff. Sharing is caring. We appreciate every one of you.
And until next time, we wish you grace
and peace.